Looking back on April 10, a landmark day in cinema with the first 3D movie released on this day in 1953. It was House of Wax, starring Vincent Price.
You shouldn't have done that, my dear.
It's Kathy's body under the wax. I knew it all the time.
From a turning point in cinema to a significant day in music, it was in 1970 that Paul McCartney announced he was quitting the Beatles. Here's John Lennon reflecting on that moment.
It wasn't that we weren't talking to each other. There was so much going on, we didn't get a chance.
Well, the Beatles were splitting up themselves, you know, disintegrating is the word for it.
A week after the announcement, Paul released his first solo album, McCartney. Maybe I'm amazed the way. Birthdays, legendary actor Max von Sydow is 90. He was in The Exorcist, Hannah and Her Sisters, and The Greatest Story Ever Told.
Go now and teach all nations. Make it your first care to love one another.
Action star and martial arts expert Steven Seagal is 67 today.
You should knock Chinese potions. I have something in my pocket right now. It'll completely clear up that bruise on your forehead.
Katrina from One Hit Wonders, Katrina and the Waves, turns 60. And a couple of sports stars. Surfing champion Joel Parkinson is 38. He announced his retirement last year after winning 12 ASP world titles.
Like a lap of good faith, I suppose you'd say, just to go around one more time. Thank everyone that's ever been there and supported me and enjoy my last year.
And Queensland big hitter Chris Lynn is 29.
Four! Oh, goodness! Wow. Chris Lynn has taken the wild thing and sent him possibly onto the roof.
It's on the roof.
Now we're finishing with cricket too, remembering one of Australia's all-time greatest all-rounders, spin bowler, Aussie captain, and then our greatest commentator, Richie Benno.
Disturbance and a streaker on the field. That's the first catch Rodney Marsh has made today.
Richie died aged 84 in 2015 on this day, April 10.